This is the Understanding God's Great Salvation podcast, hosted by Evangelist Daniel White III, the president of Gospel Light Society. This is Mrs. Marika White, the wife of Daniel White III. He has preached the gospel around the world in over 25 countries and across the United States for over 35 years. I have witnessed him doing this over 27 years of marriage. Right now, he's going to help us understand the true meaning of God's great salvation through Jesus Christ.
Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, welcome to the Understanding God's Great Salvation podcast. This is episode number 88. I am your host, Daniel White III, President of Gospel Light Society International. This podcast is designed to explain what it means to be saved from sin, from the power of sin, from the pain of sin, and from the punishment of sin, through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. This podcast is primarily for non-believers and some new believers, and it will help you understand what it truly means to be saved from hell and have a home in heaven when you die, as well as the blessings of the truly abundant Christian life. God made salvation simple. However, down through the years, many people, including some preachers and other Christians, have made the matter of salvation complicated, convoluted, and confusing. I know from my own experience growing up in the church that many people would get saved if someone would sit down and share with them in a straightforward fashion from the Holy Bible what it really means to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior. That is what I intend to do with this podcast. Let's start out today with the Word of God, the Holy Bible, as we always should. The Holy Bible says in Hebrews 2:3. The Holy Bible says in Hebrews 2:3, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord, and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him? Today's God's Great Salvation featured quote is from Donald Gray Barnhouse, Dr. Donald Gray Barnhouse. I had the blessing and joy of hearing about him and reading his works when I was a very young Christian and preacher. He said, I was a sinner. He said, I was a sinner less perfect than God. By conviction of the Holy Spirit, I learned that my condition would incur the eternal condemnation of God if I did not submit to his grace. I acknowledged myself a sinner and threw myself on his mercy and grace, recognizing that he had brought salvation to earth through his Son, Jesus Christ. After God the Father put God the Son to death on the cross, he could proclaim grace and pardon to all who would submit to him. I came to the cross, believed his promise about his Son, and God declared me righteous even while I was ungodly and gave me authority to become his child. I ceased to be a child of wrath and became a child of God, justified from all things. Simultaneously, I was declared to be an heir of God, joint heir with Jesus Christ. I received eternal life and shall never perish. I was accepted in the Beloved. My body became the temple of the Holy Ghost. I was born of the Spirit into the family of God. Baptized by the Holy Spirit into the body of Christ, and sealed by the Holy Spirit unto the day of redemption. I have an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fades not away, reserved in heaven for me. Although I know myself to be a sinner, I am not concerned about the penalty for sin, since the Lord Jesus Christ bore the penalty and declared me righteous. The love of Christ becomes the constraining factor in my life, and I seek to glorify him as Lord. And may I add, because the Lord said, the Lord Jesus Christ said, if you love me, keep my commandments. I know him as my creator, and so have peace of mind. I know him as my God, may I add, and as my Savior. I know him as Savior, and so have peace of conscience in the measure that I enter into the second rest. I know him as Lord and find the peace that passes all understanding. Beloved, our topic for today is So Great Salvation, Part 1, from the fine book, Salvation Crystal Clear, Book 1, by Dr. Curtis Hudson, who is now in heaven with the Lord, having served his generation as one of the greatest soul winners in American history. How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? Hebrews 2:3. No one who understands the doctrine of salvation would deny that salvation is the greatest thing in the world. If a person is not saved, nothing else really matters. And by the way, folks, that's a very, very true statement and a very powerful statement. When we say great, we do not always mean what God means when he uses the word great. I have often heard great used to describe many things and events. As a matter of fact, the expression "that is a great man" has almost become a habit with some people. This text states the greatness of salvation and warns of the danger of neglecting it. In this message, I want to give four reasons why salvation is so great. Number one, salvation is great because of what it includes. When I was 11 years old, I trusted Jesus Christ as my Savior, though I did not understand then everything that was included in my salvation. I knew that if I were to die after that moment, I would go to heaven and miss hell. But that was about all I knew about salvation. Most people, in thinking about salvation, think only of escaping hell. pardon me. To be sure, salvation means being saved from the penalty of sin, which is hell, but salvation includes much more. Salvation includes deliverance from the reign of sin. Romans 5:21 states that as sin hath reigned unto death, even so might grace reign through righteousness. Here the Bible is not speaking about the acts of sin, but the sinful nature. When we were born, we inherited a sinful nature. In Psalm 51, verse 5, David said, "Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me." We were born with what the Bible calls sin, which constantly pulls us in the wrong direction. Before salvation, one is a slave to that nature, the sin nature, our sinful nature, the flesh. Everything you do before salvation is motivated by the sin nature. You have no other motivating power. Men start drinking. They take a social drink, then another, until finally they get the habit. Then after a while, they become drunkards. They spend thousands of dollars trying to break the habit because sin gets a hold and reigns in their lives, and they have to spend the rest of their days going to AA meetings. Men have said to me in tears, "I would give 10,000 worlds if I could quit drinking, or if I could break a certain habit such as smoking or doing drugs." And they mean it. Before salvation, sin reigns as a king in our lives. But salvation included deliverance from the reign of sin. Jesus said, "If the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed." John 8:36 in the Holy Word of God. Paul said, "Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty." 2 Corinthians 3:17. When the Holy Spirit comes into our hearts, he gives liberty, and we no longer have to be slaves of Satan. That or sin, that alone is enough to make every man want to be saved, or should make you want to be saved. But salvation is not only great because it includes deliverance from the reign and power of sin. Salvation is great because it includes peace with God. In Romans 5:1, the apostle said, "Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." The word peace means to reconcile two who have been enemies. In Romans 5:1, the word peace does not mean a change in your feelings, but a change in God's feelings toward you. Before being saved, you are God's enemy. Jesus said, "He that is not with me is against me, and he that gathereth not with me scattereth abroad." There is no neutral ground. People have said to me, "I'm not anti-religious, I'm not anti-Christ, I'm not anti-church. I am not for him, but I am certainly not against him." I know they were sincere and they meant well, but Jesus Christ said, "If you are not for me, you are against me." There are only two positions: for him or against him. If you are without the Savior, God regards you as his enemy, not his friend. James 4:4 says, "Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God." However, the moment you put your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, Paul says, you are justified by faith and you have peace with God. God puts his arm around you, and he no longer regards you as an enemy, but a friend. Say, if there were no hell, if there were no heaven, I still would want to be saved. Now, ladies and gentlemen, that's a quote from Dr. Curtis Hudson, but this is something that I've never heard him say that before. But this is something that God has given me the liberty to say many times. If I went to hell, I would not trade my life being saved and being with Christ and serving God and serving Christ for anything in the world. Now, I know that I'm not going to hell. I deserve to go to hell, but I'm just saying, the ride that God put me on, the journey that God put me on as a Christian, is out of this world fantastic. And evidently that was the case for Curtis Hudson as well. So let's read what he said again. Say, if there were no hell, if there were no heaven, I still would want to be saved so I could be the friend of God and the friend of Jesus Christ while I live on earth. I would want to be saved just for the sake of being for him and not against him. Glory be to God. So great salvation. It is great because it includes deliverance from the reign of sin. And it is great because it causes us to have peace with God through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Now, dear friends, if the Lord should tarry his coming and we live, we will take this up again in our next episode. So great salvation. Let's pray. Holy Father God, save those who are lost who are listening right now as they hear the gospel. We praise you and we thank you for this biblical message. Help us never to forget it, and help us to follow it from your holy word for your glory, praise, and honor. And we thank you for the life of Dr. Curtis Hudson. He being dead, yet speaketh. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for our sake. Amen. Dear friend, if you do not yet know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior and the free pardon of your sins, and you want to get to know him today, you want to be saved today, please believe that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, and I'm quoting these scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures, the word of God, the Bible, and you will be saved. The Bible states in the book of Romans 10:9, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul, and he will. It's just that simple. Until next time, my beloved, thank God for his simple, wonderful, great salvation. May God bless you real good.